Have you ever interviewed Carrie Fisher or Debbie Reynolds?
On Debbie, both Carrie and Debbie. I did a little remembrance about Debbie. When I was a little kid, I loved Debbie Reynolds. Loved Debbie Reynolds. And I wrote a letter to her, and I said to her, if I didn't have my own mother, I would want you for my mother.
Oh, that's sweet.
And she wrote back, and she said, I'm sure your mother is really fun, and you know, whatever. And so I sent her a Christmas.
It's like, this kid needs help.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, we got a nut job on us. It's in North Dakota. Watch out. I sent her a Christmas card, and she sent me back a very formal thank you note. Thank you so much for you. And I thought, oh, isn't this cool? And for our little kid, it meant a lot. Because when you're like 6 or 7 in that age range,
sure,
to get a letter from a movie star is a cool thing. Well, and I still liked her. All along, she had like some TV appearances and whatnot. And I happened to be at one of those really bad Fox-like award
showcase
shows.
Mm-hmm.
It was an award show.
Okay.
And it was a movie award show. And I don't know why I went, but I guess it was because it's an award show, right? And so I was seated in this row. I was seated right next to Lionel Richie. He won an award that year because he let me hold it. And it's like a bad award. I don't know what it was. And anyway, down at the end of the row was Debbie Reynolds.
Huh.
And I just reached over and I said, I have always loved you. You're so wonderful. And she says, sit down here with me. And so we switched seats. So I switched seats with this guy and sat with Debbie all night long at this award show. And she was making fun of him better than I would.
Wow.
So I thought, this is just so cool. She's what I wanted her to be. She's making fun of things, which is what I love to do. And she was nice. And so it was really fun to be with her. And then I didn't see her for many, you know, because she doesn't do movies anymore.
Yeah.
And then they had a Hollywood Collectors Showcase. And this is like, if you've ever been to anything like this, it's the weirdest thing ever. You must go. Because they have all these old stars from TV and films who come and sit in like a banquet room, basically, at long tables and sign autographs and charge you like $20 to have their to get an autographed picture of them. It's a way for them to make money that they don't have to claim on their insurance,
sure,
or on their income tax. So you see this whole row and row and row of, and like, oh my God, look at that. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You can't believe how bad they all look. Well, anyway, this big star that they were bringing in was Debbie Reynolds. And my friend Rick from Fresno.
Rick Bentley, Fresno B.
Yes, Rickster, I hope you're well. Rick and I decided we were going to go because I said, I've got to see Debbie and see what she's like now. Well, Debbie Reynolds like breezes in the room. Hello, everybody. How are we? It was so wonderful to see you all. And she kind of like nods, everybody, like the queen has arrived. And she was still fun and cool like that. Really, she played the role of a star really, really well. Carrie was more down to earth. Carrie, and she, since she had done a lot of movies and stuff, I'd talked to her through the years. And so she was very kind of, she had an HBO special, not too, I think they're showing it again on New Year's Eve, Wishful Drinking.
Okay.
She did a one-woman show. But anyway, she was very kind of matter of fact and blunt about everything. I'm sure all that just drove Mother crazy all the time. But she would be really good about dishing people, but she would dish people in ways that you probably didn't expect. Like, oh, she's a whore. That's the kind of stuff that she would say, and Debbie would never say anything like that. So they were really a darling 1-2 pair, and I think there was true love there. And it's too bad that that happened because, God, we need both of them now more than ever.
So did you tell Debbie Reynolds about your letter to
her? I didn't recall it for it because I'm sure thinking about it. Yeah.
Oh, what a weirdo.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that
letter.
This is that North Dakota stalker. And,
go back to your other seat. No, I didn't do that. But I have the thank you note that she sent for the Christmas card.
Cool.
I do have that. And I have a picture that she signed somewhere in my bag.
Is that in your spare room that you have to clean out?
It was. Because when this all happened, I thought, I got to go find that. I can use it as an illustration. You can see the outside of the thank you card that I got. I think it's online with my blog. And it had Mrs. Harry Carl on there. Because that was her name at the time. And then she just ran a line through it, like a flare pen through it. It was kind of cool.